You're listening to an encore presentation of the Superhuman Radio Show.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today's show is dedicated to one subject and one subject only, and that is exercising at home. I went to see a movie this week with my daughter, Sydney, the Pixar film WALL-E, and while I'm not going to give the whole story away, one of the storylines is that humans who spend all their time in hovercrafts eating and drinking actually lose the majority of their bones in their bodies, become blobs. And, I mean, everybody in on this futuristic spaceship is like 300, 400 pounds and, you know, incapable of even carrying their own weight because they're so used to sitting. And I realized that I had to do this show today because so many people comment to me, oh, I don't have the time to exercise. Or, you know, I hate going to the gym because I'm embarrassed. You know, just getting to the gym is a problem. You know what? You don't need to go to the gym to improve the quality of life and health. And remember one thing. There are three pillars to anti-aging, and they are exercise, nutrition, and sleep. Aside from everything else that you can do to try to give yourself the added edge, if you're doing those three things, you're going to increase your longevity and your health. You're going to avoid disease. You're going to avoid visits to your doctor. And exercise is so critical, and not enough of us are out there doing it today. So today's show is dedicated to overcoming the obstacle that you don't have the time, or you know you don't want to go to the gym, or you're embarrassed about the way you look, and blah, blah, blah. It's all nonsense. If you don't want to give up that one excuse, then don't listen to the show today, because today we're going to be talking about the realities of exercising at home, what you can expect to achieve when you exercise at home, and truthfully, that you can make just as much progress at home doing body weight exercises or investing a small amount of money in a small bit of equipment than you can going to a gym and investing in expensive gym clothes and paraphernalia and personal trainers and everything else. So there really is no excuse any longer. You can exercise at home. My guests today are going to be the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Elizabeth Scott. She's going to address some issues first about overcoming some obstacles. And then we're going to be talking to Frank Fornicola. He's authored a book called Dumbbell Training for Fitness and Strength. And then lastly, one of the most sought-after strength and conditioning coaches in the world, Charles Staley. So we're going to be talking about these issues today. Stay tuned. I have one real quick commercial break to run into here, and then we'll get started. So stay with me. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. No more excuses. Staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow. Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
That was a quick break, wasn't it? My first guest is the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Elizabeth Scott. How you doing, Elizabeth?
Doing great. How are you?
Great, great. You know, the whole show today is dedicated to exercising at home because I'm disgusted with people complaining that they can't get to the gym and finding all these nonsense excuses for not doing the rudimentary things like exercise.
Right.
So, you know, what are the positives of exercising at home?
Well, there are a lot of positives, and the main one has to do with motivation. A lot of people fall off the exercise wagon. They may spend a lot to join a gym, and maybe they're really motivated for the first month, and then they find it hard to fit into their schedules, or it just seems a little daunting. They maybe miss one or two workouts, and then they get discouraged, and they kind of stop going. Or maybe they're really gung-ho for a month, and then they dwindle, and then it's just depressing comparing themselves to their month-ago selves who are so motivated, and it's just easier to give up when you feel like you're failing. With at-home workouts, it's a lot easier to do it in small increments and build your way up. One of the best ways to stay motivated is just to start with maybe 10 or 15 minutes. You know, you can do small amounts of time, and you can do it every day that way, or you can do it when it fits into your schedule. And one of the things that a lot of people say is work out at the same time every day and have a fixed part of your schedule. And I think that's a really great idea, but with people who have very busy or, you know, changing schedules, maybe a lot of kids that they're working around or crazy work hours, the great thing about working out at home is you can do it early in the morning or late at night before you go to bed or just whenever you have free time here and there.
Well, I do have to inject one thing. It's not a good idea to exercise right before you go to bed because it actually boosts your metabolism before you go to sleep, and you generally don't get as good restful sleep. However, if that's your only alternative, then that's going to be what you have to do. But I'm a big fan at working out at first thing in the morning because it pumps your metabolism up, and you're burning more calories all day long then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a great way to get jazzed in the morning, and, you know, it's just a good way to get yourself up. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember hearing that if you work out 10 minutes three times a day, that's about as effective as working out for 30 minutes. Once.
Absolutely. And actually, there are additional benefits because every time you work out intensely, it actually shifts your body's metabolism into a state of building or rebuilding or what they call supercompensating. So if you were to exercise 10 minutes before a meal, you shift the use of those calories to building muscle as opposed to burning fat.
Right.
So if you time it, it's really good if you time it that way.
Yeah, with the home gym, you can. So that's a great one right there. And another big boost to working out at home is you can wear whatever you want. You don't have to worry about getting into your special gym clothes or perhaps looking not as great as you'd like to in your special gym clothes. If you want to work out first thing in the morning, you don't have to be self-conscious about having greasy hair and BO because you haven't showered yet. And, you know, it never made sense to me to shower before my workout and then get sweaty and then shower again.
Right.
But I did always feel weird going to a public place having just rolled out of bed.
Right, right.
And when you work out at home, you really don't have to worry about that as much. Maybe your cat will notice, but, you know, they've seen you looking worse.
And, you know, a great point that you make, and that's the gym clothes. A lot of people feel that they don't want to go to the gym because they don't have the right clothes, or they don't look in their gym, good in their gym clothes because they're still carrying that excess weight. I mean, there's gyms out there that capitalized on this, have no mirrors that women tend to gravitate to because women don't want to look at themselves when they don't feel comfortable about their weight.
Right.
Well, if you're doing it in your own home, guess what? Nobody's looking.
Right. And even at those gyms for women, sometimes it's hard not to compare yourself to the other people there, and that's another benefit to working out at home. You're pretty much comparing yourself to yourself. You know, you can look at mirrors if you'd like to see the mirrors, but you don't really, you know, have to make that part of your workout.
Right.
And the only person you're really working out for is you.
Right, right. No, these are all great benefits. You know, the other thing that I like about working out at home that you mentioned a moment ago is that you can train whatever you want. And that means you can also train more frequently. You know, every time if you have to go to the gym to exercise every time, that limits your visits to the gym maybe to once a day or, you know, a couple, three times a week. But the reality is that you can train for shorter periods of time more frequently throughout the day as time becomes accessible. One of the things I like to tell people is, hey, if you like to watch television, get up during the commercials and jog in place, or drop to the floor and do some push-ups, or drop to the floor and do some crunches, or, you know, I mean, just stay active whenever you want. When you exercise at home, you can do that.
Absolutely. You know, I especially do that when I watch those dancing shows, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because it's so motivating watching them get up and just look awesome, and then you're like, okay, you know. And, yeah, I find I can get some pretty intense commercial breaks in there.
Speaking of a commercial break, Elizabeth, we're going to go into one real briefly. When we come back, I want to talk about the pitfalls of training at home. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Elizabeth Scott today, the resident therapist for the show. And we want you to start exercising at home. No more excuses. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is. But we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com
That's steroiddefenselawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking today with the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Elizabeth Scott, about the benefits and pitfalls of training at home. So, Elizabeth, what are the pitfalls? I mean, there's so many positives. What are the pitfalls of training at home?
Well, there are a few, and there are ways to work around them. But one of the main pitfalls of working at home is you don't really have somebody standing over you saying when you're done. And so you can kind of stop earlier than maybe you would if you were doing a class at the gym, or, you know, if you had gotten all your clothes on and you drove all the way down there and you really want to get your time in, you know? I mean, if you take the energy to get down to the gym, you're probably not going to leave after 15 minutes. You're probably going to push yourself to stay 30 or more, if only just because you're embarrassed to have the other people in the gym see you come and
you cave in so soon.
Yes. So when you're working out at home, it's like, oh, I'm breaking a sweat. You know, look, the couch is so comfortable. So that's one pitfall that a lot of people fall into. But there are ways around that, too. You can keep yourself motivated. One thing that has always worked for me and several people that I've talked to stay motivated is to remind yourself that once you start sweating, once you feel the burn, that's when you're getting the most benefit. And, you know, your working out gets a lot more, you get a lot more out of your workout if you continue at that point.
Yeah.
And the more you push yourself.
You know. And I have talked about this. I have a theory about it. I say that you have equity in the workout, and quitting early is kind of like paying your mortgage up to the last payment and then defaulting on the last payment and having them take your house away then after you made all the payments. So it's true. You know, when you have that investment in the exercise, and that's the way you need to think about the day after you exercise in the morning and you think you're going to cheat on meals, and you go, wait a minute, I'll just erase all the benefits of exercise this morning, and it helps you stay motivated. I call it equity in the exercise is what it is.
Yeah, that's an excellent term, because that's exactly what it is. And, you know, yeah, you can keep that equity built by also make an agreement with yourself ahead of time of how much you're going to do in that session, and maybe try to throw in a few extra things. Those are ways, you know, you don't have to do that every workout, but if you find yourself quitting early a lot, those are ways to stay motivated and keep that equity going. Another pitfall of working out at home is you're in your home. Your kids can come up to you and ask you for stuff. Your phone can ring. There can be a lot of distractions. Even just looking around and seeing the clutter and thinking of all the things you should be doing, they sort of pull you away from your workout, whereas the gym, it's all geared toward working out. But there are some ways that you can get around that, too. One of them is just scheduling in your workout time. It can be flexible. It can be at a different time every day, and you can fit it in when it works. Those bonus workouts are excellent. But for your main core workouts, scheduling it in, making a commitment to not answer your phone, and letting your kids know this is my time, that's actually a really good example to set for your kids, as I think you've mentioned before. If they see you working out and setting a healthy example, they're going to be more likely to work out and stay healthy and flexible too, and not have some of the health problems that a lot of kids are having today with a sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah, that's good. And so basically block the time out just like you would any other important appointment.
Mm-hmm. Right, and if you make the commitment that this is your time to work out, you know, that can really help you around that pitfall right there.
I'll tell you one of the big pluses I was just thinking about, and I know we've talked about it off the air as well, but in California where you live, $5 a gallon gas, you know, driving to the gym nowadays, it could be a $10 investment staying home, and if you train 5 days a week, that's $50 a week you're saving.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that actually brings up a big important point. I mean, not only do you avoid hassles like parking and babysitting and traffic, you avoid a lot of expense like gym fees and gas prices. And another pitfall that a lot of people fall into has to do with the expense. People think that working out has to be expensive because they're used to paying a lot in gym fees and things like that. And they think if they work out at home, they have to have expensive equipment. And you really don't. It's not necessary to buy a lot of gym equipment, or even any, for that matter.
That's right.
If you want to work out at home, I think you've spoken in the past about a lot of, you know, push-ups and jumping jacks and workouts that you can do with absolutely no equipment, or you can do things with videos. You can use inexpensive things like rubber bands. And you probably have a lot more ideas on that than I do.
And actually we're going to talk more about that later in the show. I've got two guests that are going to talk about different ways to use body weight and also some simple equipment that you can purchase very cheaply. So, yeah, we're going to cover that later in the show. But you're right. You know, you don't need much. The truth of the matter is you need about a 6-foot by 6-foot square area. And all you need after that is your body weight. You can do your cardio by just walking out the front door and walking 10 minutes in one direction and 10 minutes back, and you're warmed up and ready for your routine now. And then you can invest another half hour, 40 minutes into a routine that's comprised of, you know, sit-ups, push-ups, crunches, blah, 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 and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is,
yeah,
do
the
it.
Other day, the other morning, my husband and I just ran in circles around the living room talking about our days, what we plan to accomplish, and you know, to add some resistance, we did high kicks.
There you go.
We don't usually do that, but that's, you know, it got us sweating and it got us feeling great for the day.
And that's the other thing. People who aren't exercising right now, and I know a lot of the people who listen to my show do exercise, but those of you who haven't jumped in yet, you feel so good after you exercise. It's so much, so worthwhile to just jump in and do it. Now, granted, you have to do what you're capable of doing. You start where you start. You start where you are. If all you're capable of doing at this point in your life is getting out of a chair and sitting back down, then do that. Do 10 of those at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, clearly, when you exercise, you feel great.
Right, and yeah, what you were just saying goes back to the motivation part of it. You don't have to start, you know, like you're about to run a marathon, but if you start with small attainable goals and gradually increase them, you can't go wrong.
That's right. Hey, Elizabeth, we're coming to the end of the interview. Would you go ahead and plug your website, please?
Absolutely. It's stress.about.com. And exercise is an excellent stress reliever. And at my site, I write about other stress relievers that work as well, you know, meditation and even attitude things like optimism, perfectionism, how to overcome pitfalls, and how to have healthy habits for a happier life.
And now you live in California, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to welcome, we have a new affiliate out in Los Angeles, KTLK. I believe it's 11:50 a.m. We want to go ahead and welcome our new listeners in the Los Angeles area. And since you're a native Californian, I figured you should say hello.
Yeah. Hello, Los Angeles.
Hello, Los Angeles. Listen, it's so good having you on the show today. As usual, we'll have you back again.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. Stay tuned. We're going to have some really great suggestions on how you can get a good workout in at home. No more excuses. That's what this show is about. No more excuses. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at sniglobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At-Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients. CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is Fred Fornicola. He's the author of Dumbbell Training for Strength and Fitness. Welcome to the show, Fred. How you doing?
Thanks, Carl. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm very excited to have you on the show because I'm a firm believer in the ability to build strength and fitness with a pair of dumbbells.
Oh, great.
And you wrote a whole book about it, so you're the expert.
I don't know how much of an expert, but yeah, my co-author and I, Matt Brisky, wrote a book on it about 2 years ago. It came out on dumbbell training, just using dumbbells to, you know, get a good workout for, like you said, strength and fitness.
And now, I mean, how effective are dumbbells? What are the benefits? What are the, you know?
I mean, it's like I think any other tool. If you use it right, it can be very effective. And dumbbells have been extremely effective for many, many people. They've been around for quite some time, too. There's a lot of advantages to using dumbbells. You know, there's independent workloads, meaning that you're using one limb at a time. So if you have a body part that may be lagging behind or a little weaker, or you're using it to rehabilitate, dumbbell is a great way to strengthen that limb if you're having some struggles. Or you can find out, like I said, if there's some weaknesses or range of motion difficulties there as well. And some other things that we actually address this in the book quite a bit is just, you know, the relative safety. It's a lot safer to use dumbbells as opposed to a barbell, especially if you're working out home alone. There's a greater risk. You know, you've been probably bench pressed before and had that barbell across your chest and screamed for some help, or had to hoist it off in some case. And with dumbbells, you have a little less risk involved in that particular situation. So
I call that a power sit up. I've had 300 pounds across my chest and had to do a sit up to roll it into
right,
my pelvic area.
You're yelling for your wife or your mom to come and save you, right?
I
think we've all been there as kids, especially when we worked out at home alone in the garage or basement. There's also too a lot of added variety, which you can do with a barbell, you can do with a dumbbell. And again, you know, we're not knocking the barbell here. We're just emphasizing the dumbbell's versatility. But with the added variety, you can really simulate pretty much every exercise a barbell does, whether it's, you know, a bench press style or a shoulder press or some form of deep knee bend squat. But you can also do additional movements. So, you know, lateral raises and things like that. You can, you know, use a dumbbell to do curls, but it allows you to supinate your hands a little bit more and get a little better contraction, for instance. So you have a little more versatility or a little more variety in some of the exercises that you can perform as well.
And you can build every bit of strength with a set of dumbbells in the comfort of your own home as you can going into an expensive gym using all that equipment, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I have my own facility, and I have a lot of equipment, and I use the dumbbells quite a bit. It's a great way to, I think it's very challenging to use dumbbells. It's a little more athleticism, if you will. I'm not knocking machines or anything, but the dumbbells allow you just to be on your feet, use a little more of your cardiovascular system that way. But yeah, being in your home, you only need a 3 by 4 square foot facility. I mean, we recommend to obviously get a nice, good set of dumbbells to go with your strength level, whether that means 5 to 50 or 5 to 100, whatever your particular strength levels are, and an adjustable bench, and you pretty much have a great workout facility right there.
And here's a chance for me to plug something. We're giving away on the Superhuman Radio website at superhumanradio.com. You can enter to win $800 worth of gym equipment, which is basically includes a set of Power Block quick change dumbbells, 5 to 50 pounds, an adjustable bench, and a custom stand. I mean, it's really a great place.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's a great thing.
That's right there. You have your home gym. Is like there's at that point when you have that equipment or something even similar to, and like I said, a small safe spot to work in, you really don't have a reason not to be able to exercise. I mean, I've had my place for 5 years with all this equipment. My wife has been working at home in the garage for the last 10, pretty much just using dumbbells, you know. So, you know, and she's got a great physique and she's in great shape and she's 47 years old. So, you know, you don't have to run off to the gym. And for people who have busy schedules and need to be out of the door by 7 a.m. or something to catch a train or go to work or responsibilities to the family, it's a great way to get your workout in then or later on in the evening. You don't have to wait for anything. It's right there for you.
I'll tell you what I really like about dumbbells, personally, okay?
Go ahead.
As you get older, you tend to find that your joints don't work as well as they used to, especially like in the bench press. When I start bench pressing with a barbell, I find that my shoulders start to bother me sooner because you get into that groove that's kind of unnatural. When you use dumbbells, you can let your palms sway in a little bit. You can roll your shoulders. You can have the weight hit your chest in a different way by altering your grip. But the other thing that I like about dumbbells is something you said at the beginning of the interview, which is unilaterally you're handling the weight with each hand as opposed to one hand or one side of the body helping the other side of the body. So you are developing equal strength on both sides. You're developing equal motor coordination. You're developing equal neurophysiological changes are happening and adapting on both sides of the body. And I feel that it's a much more uniform way to train. And I'll tell you something else that I learned with squats. You do single leg work, and it brings up your double leg strength.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, your body has to work collectively. You know, you do a lunge type movement. You know, your back leg is working as hard, if not harder, to support yourself and stabilize yourself as your front leg that's being worked. I agreed with the hand positioning. I know for myself, I'm prohibited from doing overhead work with a barbell, and being able to just position my hand slightly. I can do an overhead press. In fact, I can, you know, my right hand can go straight above. My left hand can't totally go above my head, so I put it out a few degrees forward. So now I'm able to do an overhead press, whereas if I used a barbell, I wouldn't be able to do this. I also discovered, too, and this is not scientific, it's just something I've discovered, is that doing unilateral training, meaning using one limb at a time, I'm able to do an overhead shoulder press and have less compression on my lower back. So, you know, not having that barbell going across and having that direct compression overhead down through the spine, I'm able to offset it by having it just in the one limb going through the hip, through the leg to be supportive, and it's not as stressful on the lower back. So in using that with a lot of my clients, a lot of people are able to do particular exercises that they hadn't been able to do in the past.
Anybody can get a set of dumbbells and work out at home and build an amazing physique and increase their longevity and increase their health. You just need to make the decision to do it. You buy the dumbbells and you get busy with them. And they're there whenever you want them. There's no excuse. I couldn't drive to the gym. There was a snowstorm.
Right. There's nobody waiting in line for them. You're right there. No, I 100% agree. And that's something that I encourage a lot of people to do is it an investment? Sure, you know, right away it is, but if you're going to spend $40, $50 a month on a gym membership you're not even going to use, that's $500 or $600 your first year right there, not counting, $4 and change for gas right now per gallon. You're looking at a situation that in the first year you've saved your money back already. And, again, having the availability of having these dumbbells to you anytime you want, if you find excuses at that point, you probably don't want to work out or really.
Yeah, call me. I'll drive to your house and slap you in the back of the head. That's all. That's all you'll need to motivate you.
Pretty much.
You know, you could go to superhumanradio.com and you can check out the whole line of power blocks also. They, you know, their dumbbells start at like $149 for a great set that most
right.
the average people would never outgrow anyway.
Tell
my listeners where they can get a copy of your book. It's a great book, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The name of the book is Dumbbell Training for Strength and Fitness, and they can get it at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Pretty much all the online stores are carrying the book, and it's been out just a little over 2 years, and we're quickly approaching 10,000 copies sold in a little over 2 years, so we're real happy with the book. It's a smaller book, and what's in the book is we kind of made it like almost like a cookbook style, to be honest with you. We talk about the dumbbells extensively. We show several exercises, but what we did to make it a little more unique is that we solicited a lot of different strength coaches across the country to get some different workouts. And we got on the personal training level, high school, collegiate.
Hey, Fred, I hate to cut you off. My producer's waving at me. We're going to go into a break here. I just want to name the book one more time. It's called Dumbbell Training for Strength and Fitness. They can get it at Amazon.com,
BarnesandNoble.com. Right.
Okay. Listen, I want to thank you so much for contributing to the show today.
That's
a great book. I hope my listeners go out. And it's very inexpensive, so you need to get yourself a copy of Dumbbell Training for Strength and Fitness so you have no excuses for working out at home anymore. Go to superhumanradio.com. Listen, Fred, we'll have you on the show again. We're going to talk about youth, the kids, and training very shortly. I know you're coming out with a new book.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you. Stay tuned. We've got more Superhuman Radio when we return.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Taxadrol,
Adderall, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is no stranger to the show. He's one of the most sought-after fitness, strength, and conditioning coaches in the world. He travels all over continents to bring his information, and none other than Charles Staley. How you doing, Charles?
Hey, Carl. I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Very good, very good. And, you know, Charles, the topic today is training at home. You know, I'm so frustrated with people complaining about they can't get to the gym, they're afraid to walk in the gym, they don't have the right gym clothes. And so we've been talking about training at home, and I know you're a huge proponent of training at home. I know you've actually done some different things and talked about it. So let's talk about it. First of all, I mean, do you feel that you can get as effective of an exercise routine done at home?
You know, Carl, honestly, I think you could probably do a better job. And honestly, I think that, you know, home training is probably the most underappreciated and underutilized tactic in your toolbox. There's just so many advantages, and the disadvantages are so few that they really, they're just dramatically outweighed by the benefits. There's no question.
Now, what about the complaint that, gee, I don't have a lot of money to spend on gym equipment?
That doesn't really fly. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do, but one little trick that's really nice is that if you scan the fitness or the health and fitness category of your local classifieds, and that can be either in your local newspaper or like something like your Craigslist, that kind of thing, you can pick up secondhand equipment, just as one example, for dirt cheap. And you know, Carl, a weight is a weight. I mean,
yeah,
you have a weight plate or a dumbbell that's been used however many times. I mean, it really, for the most part, holds up over time. So,
now, what about body weight exercises? And I know you're a big proponent of body weight exercises to build strength and conditioning. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's been said, and I agree, that, you know, before you start using weights, you should at least have some form of mastery over your own body weight. So, and one thing, Carl, too, that's worth noting is that it's particularly effective if you are a beginner. Just for an example, I mean, if I was going to do push-ups, I can do so many reps in one set that it's not really the greatest tool for me. But if you can only do 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 push-ups, that kind of a thing, the stimulus is high enough to give you just a great training effect. And the same thing goes for things like lunges and step-ups and pull-ups and things like that. So I think it's actually even better for novices than for advanced people.
So it's a good place to start. For those people out there who aren't exercising right now and they're contemplating joining a gym, maybe before they even consider joining a gym, they should spend time at home getting themselves in some preliminary shape by doing some body weight movements, like you're saying, like push-ups and sit-ups and lunges and squats and so on and so forth.
There's no question. And really, the only types of equipment that you can't really have at home are types of equipment that really aren't that useful in my perspective anyway.
Right.
You know, things like leg extension machines, and, you know, it's basically selectorized machines. You're far better off with free weights and body weight drills.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the kettlebell for a moment, because I know that you train your athletes with a kettlebell, and you know that I train with a kettlebell at home. One of the greatest things that I ever did was stop going to the gym 4 or 5 days a week and training first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And one of the things I love to do is do about 30 minutes of cardio and then bust out a super kettlebell routine like the one that you promote on the Escalating Density Training DVD.
Yeah.
The kettlebell is a great tool for building strength and conditioning, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and you know, I'm great friends with Pavel Satsaline, who's the guy who has really popularized kettlebells in the United States.
He's done the show, sure.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, talk about something that just is so simple and requires so little floor space, just unbelievable, just great stuff.
Now, Do you have clients that you want to train at home? You want them to do their routines at home from time to time?
Well, absolutely. Now, by the way, I'm not against having a gym membership, but I certainly don't view a gym membership as even first choice. I mean, you've got to get dressed, you've got to get in the car, you have to battle traffic, you have to deal with, from my point of view, people in the gym that, you know, are either distracting or annoying or smelly or whatever. So you really, I think, when you train at home, you have so much better control over your environment. And you don't have to really worry what you look like or if you've even had a shower or whatever. So I really prefer it, to be honest.
You know, it's funny you said something that maybe a year or two ago wouldn't have been as important or impactful. But the, you know, driving to the gym at $4 a gallon gas nowadays, and some of us, I know a woman who commented that she couldn't go to the gym one week because she was on vacation and her gym was where close to work. And she drives 45 miles one way to work, so she just figured, I'm not going to the gym this week because I'm off from work. And clearly, she could have exercised at home if she had set up ahead of time. What kind of space do you need in your home to have a truly functional workout area?
You know, to be honest, to me, a two-car garage is plenty. And in a situation where maybe you have a two-car garage, but you want to park your car, I have one of my old mentors, Dr. Fred Hatfield, who was the first man to squat 1,000 pounds, by the way, just as a historical note. But he was visiting my house one day, and we opened up the garage, and there was all the weights, and there was my girlfriend's car. And he said, Charles, why do you allow your girlfriend to park in your gym?
That's funny.
You know, but,
that is
you know,
funny.
Even half of a two-car garage, you can do tons. You can have a squat cage that has a chin-up bar integrated into it. You can have room for kettlebells. You can have a basic barbell set up, dumbbells. You know, just depends on what equipment you're using. But really, you don't need a lot of space.
I was just going to say, now what you're talking about is a much more advanced gym because if you look at it from the Spartan standpoint, I feel like if you had a couple good kettlebells, maybe three different varied weights that you want to use, and then maybe a set of like power blocks, what do they call them? Quick change dumbbells.
Yeah, love power blocks.
You know, and then all you really need, if you really want to take it to the next level, is an adjustable bench.
Correct.
And maybe a jump rope for your cardio, or
absolutely,
you know, or hit the pavement and walk 20 minutes before your routine. But the way I look at it is, you can really take if somebody has a small area in their apartment where they can put a couple kettlebells on the floor, and they have maybe a 6-foot by 6-foot square area where you can
absolutely
move about. That you really can get a lot done just in that small area.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say 6 by 6 feet is probably plenty of room. And, you know, sometimes there's an opportunity, depending on weather and climate, that you can kind of get outside a little bit as well. But absolutely, and my gosh, if you've got, you mentioned power blocks. I mean, if you've got a pair of selectorized dumbbells and some elastic tubing, some kettlebells, and an adjustable bench, you know, you're set.
There's nothing you can't. You know what I was just thinking while I was saying that, and you said 6 by 6. Have you ever seen some of these guys in jail, the physiques that they have?
Yeah.
most of them train in their cell. You ever see how small the cell is? I mean,
it's funny you should say that, because I just was flipping through the channels the other night, and I caught something along those lines. And, you know, what these guys have is plenty of time and a lot of creativity, and you can get the job done. There's no question.
And that just goes to show you, for those of you out there who have been continuing to make excuses why you can't go and exercise, there really is no excuse. You don't need a gym. The truth is, you don't need equipment. You could do push-ups, crunches, lunges, and squats without any weight whatsoever. You can walk around the neighborhood. You don't need any special, you know, equipment to walk. You can, you know, you can cut a piece of clothesline and jump rope with it. The truth of the matter is, there really is no excuse. And I'll tell you what inspired me to do this show. And I said it earlier in the show also. And I went to see that movie by Pixar, the WALL-E. And they showed 700 years from now, people are stuck in chairs, and we've lost our bone. We have no muscle mass because we don't do anything anymore. And, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, that's really not too far-fetched when you look at the American population today.
Yeah. That's really for sure. It's funny, you just mentioned, an adjustable bench and kettlebells and everything. And I was just thinking, last week we were training a PGA pro golfer, and we were doing pistols, you know. Which is a one-legged squat. We're doing them down to a bench, and in actuality, we were not even standing up. We were just eccentrically just lowering ourselves down to the bench with one leg, then back up with two, and then the other leg. And I just saw him yesterday, and he's like, Charles, my legs are just hammered, just totally hammered.
You don't need much.
That's a great example.
You don't need much. Hey, Charles, plug your website. We're coming to the end of the interview here.
Thanks so much. I always appreciate that. It's just stalytraining.com. That's S-T-A-L-E-Y training.com, and lots of good stuff there.
And I also want to thank my other guests that we've had on today, obviously the Superhuman Radio resident therapist Elizabeth Scott for being on the show, and then Frank Fornicola for talking to us about his book, Dumbbell Training. And don't forget, you can win a set of Power Block dumbbells, a bench, and a beautiful stand to keep them on by going to superhumanradio.com and entering the drawing for $800 worth of gym equipment. And you know what? And if you don't want to try to win it, go to powerblock.com and check out their dumbbells. For $149, you can get a really nice set to start off with. And the rest of the stuff you can get at your local sporting goods store. Hey, Charles, stay out of the sun. I know you're in Phoenix. It was 103 to get today, right?
We're doing our best, Carl. Hey. It's a bit toasty out there right now.
Okay, well, be careful, okay? And you've been listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll have another great show for you next week, so tune in. And we'll see you then.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel is cooking for my seat.
Have you seen some of these 60-year-old movie stars lately? They look great. Know why? Anti-aging clinics like the Health and Rejuvenation Center. But you don't have to be a movie star to afford anti-aging therapy. The Health and Rejuvenation Center's fees are hundreds, if not thousands of dollars less than the other nationally recognized clinics. And your initial consultation is free. The Health and Rejuvenation Center. A younger, stronger you is just a phone call away. Call now for details. 800-466-2209 or visit tharc.com. Not available in New York or New Jersey.
Why use over-the-counter pain relievers that can hurt your stomach, liver, and kidneys when you can take all-natural Amino Active for pain from overexertion? Amino Active is a specially blended group of amino acids that not only safely reduces pain, inflammation, and lactic acid buildup, it speeds healing and tissue regeneration. Stop masking pain, get relief and prompt recovery with Amino Active. Call 888-878-9058 to get a free bottle of Amino Active. Use coupon code AASHRINTRO. Call 888-878-9058 and use coupon code AASHR. Intro.
Hi, this is Carl. Protein builds muscle and most protein powders taste like chalk. American Whey is the best protein powder I've ever tasted. It's lactose-free, fat-free, and dissolves completely. And the flavors are amazing. Double chocolate, creamy vanilla, wild berry, orange cream, peach cobbler, and my favorite, tropical banana blast. It even comes in convenient 10 and 25-pound tubs. Give American Whey a try. You'll love it. Go to AmericanWhey.com. That's AmericanWhey.com or call 888-462-5671. Hi, this is Carl. Protein builds muscle and most protein powders taste like chalk. American Whey is the best protein powder I've ever tasted. It's lactose-free, fat-free, and dissolves completely. And the flavors are amazing. Double chocolate, creamy vanilla, wild berry, orange cream, peach cobbler, and my favorite, tropical banana blast. It even comes in convenient 10 and 25-pound tubs. Give American Whey a try. You'll love it. Go to AmericanWhey.com. That's AmericanWhey.com or call 888-462-5671.